On the show today, we have CEO Challenges Ted Kennedy talking about what busy CEOs do to stay fit. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with FitExec. Welcome to our program. And on the show today, we have Mr. Ted Kennedy from CEO Challenges. How's it going, Ted?
Oh, it's fantastic. Thank you. Great to hear from you.
Good to see you as well. Hey, for those who aren't familiar with CEO Challenges, this is a pretty cool organization that you have here. Can you give us a quick little summary of what it's all about?
Sure. We're the world leader in sport competitions for CEOs, and we host 10 to 12 events around the world for CEOs that are mostly into endurance events, so cycling, running, a little bit of triathlon. It all started back in 2001. I was one of the founders of Ironman North America. So,
oh, wow.
One of the first people, well, actually, it was four of us, and we started the company in 99 with Ironman Lake Placid as our one and only race.
Okay.
And we had the rights to all new Ironman races in the United States. So we launched Lake Placid in 99. It was a huge success. We followed that up with Ironman Florida in 99. And then 2000 went out west to Ironman California on Camp Pendleton and just went from there. And I was responsible for sales and marketing. And one of my roles was to bring in new sponsors mm-hmm. to the Ironman brand. And I was doing a database search on Ironman Lake Placid and realized that about 7 or 8% of the field were CEOs and presidents. So I came up with the idea of hosting a CEO Ironman challenge at Lake Placid as part of the race, a race within the race. And honestly, it was initially, you know, my only goal was to get to meet CEOs so I could talk to them about the potential of sponsoring Ironman, because as we all know, if a CEO is passionate about a sport, then that's often the sport that that company sponsors.
Yeah, yeah.
Golf is a great example. Yeah. I mean, hockey, baseball, football, we see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be a fantastic strategy, but you know, also launched me into a new career.
Right on, right on. And you know, I mean, this, I mean, as we well know, a lot of CEOs at especially Fortune 500 companies or higher echelon companies are driven folks. And when they get their hands on something, they go after it with 110%. And being fit and all that type of stuff is one area that they really go after, right?
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, no, they're very competitive people.
Mm-hmm.
And you put them into the ring with other CEOs and they're going to duke it out and to see who is the fittest and if they can beat the other CEOs, because, you know, they really can't compete against age group athletes. They can't compete against people that have 20 to 25 hours a week to train for an Ironman.
Yeah,
they
have
10, maybe 12
right.
max. So it's a way of leveling the playing field for CEOs so that they don't have to worry about competing against the other CEO other age group athletes mm-hmm. in their age group. They can compete against CEOs who have the same time constraints as themselves.
And that gives them a little bit of bragging rights. You know, I'm sure there's kind of a network of these guys that go around and compete in these events and stuff. So they kind of, I'm sure they rub each other or rib each other and, you know, give each other a hard time.
Yeah. Yeah. No, a lot of the CEOs end up being great friends and they end up, you know, going on vacation with the other CEOs and their families. It's kind of cool. And the other thing is it with the race within the race concept, they're wearing the same competition uniform. So it's almost like a cross-country team going to national championships where you want the other people to do well so that you can do well as a team, but you also want to beat them.
Mm-hmm, of course.
And that's where we find this. And it really, it's almost like going to war together, right? And then at the end of the day, it breaks, all the bonds are broken down. The camaraderie is pretty incredible.
That's cool. Before we get into what you do or you know, fitness wise and stuff, what, I mean, obviously you work with these CEOs quite closely. What is there a common thread amongst them all that kind of stands out that keeps them moving forward like this? Or, I mean, we already talked about they're highly competitive people. Is there a common thing that just makes them excel above all others?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say there's, I'd write a book if there was, and I'm sure it'd be a New York bestseller. But,
of course.
No, there's not real any one thing that I can say, okay, that person is, you know, they're going to be really successful or that one is
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
But there, it's funny, there are certain CEOs that come along, maybe about one or two a year that I will meet, and I'm so incredibly impressed by them. They just seem to really have it all together,
if
you know what I mean. And oftentimes I'll go buy their stock, and I have done very, very well.
Well done.
Buying stock. Martin Franklin of Jarden Corporation is a perfect example. Really impressive guy. I have no idea how he can do all that he does. And I don't know if you're familiar with Jarden, but they're based in New York, and they make bicycle playing cards, Sunbeam, K2, Vocal. And they were just purchased by Rubbermaid for $13.2 billion.
Oh, so, my. Is that all? Okay.
Yeah. So that was a nice little win on the stock portfolio. So there are certain people that just seem to kind of excel or stand out amongst the others, but they're all really nice, really, really nice people. Mm-hmm. I would say over the 14 years I've been doing this, I've maybe met three or four that I wasn't really excited about meeting. The rest are all fantastic people, and they've all become great, great friends.
That's
really
awesome. That's awesome. Yeah, I know that the article that I read where I discovered you and your organization, you commented in there, a lot of these folks, a lot of these ladies and gentlemen, they get up early and they make time to train and to be fit. I mean, they'll get up at 4:30 or 5 or whatever and be at the office by 7:30 or 8, and that's how they excel, at least in the fitness realm.
It really is. A lot of them get up early. Another story, Wade Davis, who's the CFO of Viacom. Again, another guy that is very impressive. Mm-hmm. I was asking him how he trained for the Leadville 100. If you're not familiar with that, it's a 100-mile mountain bike race, Leadville, Colorado. Starts at 10,200 feet, goes up and over, you know, one of the major passes at 12,007 and then back. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
It's an incredibly hard event.
Yeah.
And here he is, you know, he's on Times Square running this huge company, Viacom. And I said, how can you possibly do it? Do you get up early? He goes, well, sometimes I have to be in a meeting at 6, so I don't have the chance. He says, so I'll go home the night before, put the kids to bed, wait, you know, watch a little bit of TV with my wife, and then ride the trainer for 2.5 hours.
What?
You know, until 1 a.m., and then get up at 5:30 and go to his meetings at 6. These guys just seem to have unboundless amount of energy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess to your point, that is the one thing that I've noticed from them. They just don't ever seem tired. Their energy level is off the charts. And mm-hmm. I think maybe that's why they're CEOs, why they're so successful.
A little secret sauce there. I like that. A little peek behind the curtains there. I like that a lot. All right, Ted, let's get to you. I mean, you are obviously a very fit gentleman. And I mean, what do you do to stay fit? And where do you find the time? Because you're a super busy guy too.
Yeah, so my background, I was a runner in college mm-hmm. and did pretty well on the mile and things like that. So I've always raced every year since I was 13. So I'm pretty old now. So that's a long time, 40 plus years of racing. And I've never stopped training. I pretty well work out every day, but I don't do a lot. I've never run a marathon. I honestly don't really think that marathons are good for you. And that has really saved my hips and my knees.
I can imagine.
You know, I've always kept the short stuff. I just did the USA Duathlon Short Course mm-hmm. Championships in Florida mm-hmm. A couple months ago, where it was a 5K run, 20K draft legal bike, 2.5K run. That's where I kind
that's
of...
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love that. Super short, super fast. For some reason, I can still seem to crank out a pretty good 5K at my age. And I think that one of the secrets is I don't do much cycling or running in the wintertime. I switch over to skate ski racing, Nordic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do a lot of skate skiing, racing and that. I get in the gym. I try to lift a bunch of weights. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I probably train 10 hours a week, there's no one on this planet that can't find 10 hours in an entire week.
I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you.
It's pretty reasonable. You can still have a great life. You can run your business. You can have a family life and get in 8 to 10 hours a week.
Yep.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And that kind of leads me to my next question. It's almost kind of like time management. You know, a lot of folks, I mean, I'm guilty of that as well, of like kind of missing out on opportunities where you could, you know, get fit, as whether it's, you know, it's fitness or your diet or anything like that. I mean, so time management, it sounds like a morning is a really good time to get this stuff done or out of the way, or even a lunchtime, or even like the CEO of Viacom at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. For me, you know what I find? I mean, it just works for me. And I'll give you some more background. I was spent 20 years in sales and marketing for consumer packaged goods, Quaker Oats and Best Foods. I was vice president of Best Foods before I took the Ironman opportunity. And even then, when I was running a big multi-billion dollar organization, I found out for me the best time to train is lunch.
Oh, really?
And so I would have my back then we had secretaries those days. I would have her block me from 11:30 to 1 every day. Under no circumstances, would I take a meeting unless it was with my boss.
Mm-hmm.
And I would train at lunchtime. I just found that's the best time because middle of the day breaks up the day.
Yeah.
You go back to work, you're a little more energized, and you get it done. I'm not a really great morning person, so lunchtime for me is a perfect time.
Well, I've heard people like even shortening their days from 9 to 3 or something like that, and they find that they're more productive because of the hard deadlines, the hard stops in the beginnings. And so it sounds like that's kind of what you did. I mean, obviously you come into the office at 8 or 9 or whatever, and then you have that break in the middle of the day from 11 to 1, and then you just jam and get all that stuff done. So it's almost kind of like if you have like a 10-hour workday, you're going to work 10 hours. And
right.
Then you're going to stretch it out. Or if you have like a 5-hour workday, you're going to work 5 hours and you're going to pack everything in there and be super productive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can always find time, whether it be first thing in the morning. The great thing with training first thing in the morning is done for the day.
Exactly.
You don't have it hanging over your head.
That's
going,
me.
Oh man, when am I going to fit my workout in?
Yeah.
So it's great to get it done. Whereas I find lunchtime for me just really, really works.
What do you, for diet wise, what do you eat that kind of gives you energy that keeps you going? Because there's a lot of us, in the afternoon, we kind of get that,
yeah.
I need a nap, I need a siesta or that type of thing.
Yeah.
What do you do to keep going?
Two things. I start off pretty well every day with a protein shake.
Okay.
Really, really simple. I just use a couple cups of milk. And then a handful of frozen berries and a banana and some protein powder, shake it up. And that really will last me till my lunchtime workout.
Okay.
And it's done. It's easy. Then you're getting hydrated and you're also getting your fruits for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get the 3 o'clock sleepies, as I call them,
yeah.
The key there, and there's lots of science to back this up, is drink a ton of water and that'll go away.
Oh, okay.
It's dehydration that causes you to fall asleep around 3 o'clock. And most people will run and get a coffee, but really, if you just pounded some water,
okay,
then that would get through the same effect as coffee.
Good to know. Learn something new every day. I'm going to follow that religiously now. Thank you for that.
Okay.
That was worth the price of admission right there.
No charge.
So what advice do you have for others who are maybe stuck in a rut? I mean, like you said, you can find the time, but a lot of people, the hardest thing to do is like, the hardest thing is like getting out of bed and that first step, getting to the gym. I mean, once you're at the gym or once you're on your run or the bike or the swim or whatever, that's almost the easy part. It's like just getting there is the hard part for a lot of people.
Best advice I can give anyone, and I do give this advice to, anytime I do a speaking engagement,
mm-hmm.
The best thing you can do is sign up for a race 2 or 3 months down
the road. Gives you a goal.
Mm-hmm. Just sign up for it, whether, 10K, 5K, half marathon, doesn't matter, triathlon. Sign up for it, circle it in red, tell everybody that you know that you're doing that race,
mm-hmm.
and then you'll find the time.
Okay.
It's magical how you'll find the time. But you have to commit to a race and tell people that you're going to do it, and then you'll do it.
Kind of the accountability factor there.
Exactly. Yeah.
People
yeah.
will push you.
Yep.
Definitely. All right. And so let's put all this. Let's wrap it up in a nice big bow here, Ted. How does being fit? How does having a great diet, getting plenty of rest, time? How does it help you out in your job? How has it helped you become a successful in your career?
Well, I mean, as I mentioned earlier, the one secret to every CEO I've ever met is the energy level that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they have that energy level is I obviously don't meet sedentary CEOs in my job. I meet them outside of my job, but
yeah.
not in my job. These guys, are usually very fit, and they look after the nutrition. They can survive on small amounts of sleep, which I can't, and a lot of people.
Yeah, that's the thing that I think is amazing, because I need 8 hours at least.
Me too. It's just the way I'm wired. I've
yep.
tried to go 6, and I'm a basket case.
Yep.
And so one of the reasons they're so successful is because of their energy level, and the best way to get your energy level up is to eat properly and work out on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm. I concur. All right, Ted. Well, to wrap up, what's on the horizon for you with CEO Challenge? What's going on here?
Well, the really cool thing is that Lifetime Fitness, where I am right now, the Lifetime Fitness office is here. They bought my company 3 years ago. And so to have access now to that Lifetime machine, I mean, Lifetime Fitness is a $1.4 billion company, 23,000 employees, and we've got a huge events division. We run 70 races throughout North America. So to have access to that marketing machine and the 1.8 million members, I mean, it's just the sky's the horizon.
Wow.
And the limit, for that with Lifetime's backing. It's just really cool to be part of such a big, huge organization with so many young people that are smart, and I don't have to think of everything myself anymore. I can just, you know, pull a meeting with six or seven really bright people and say, okay, what's our next event? How are we going to attract the CEOs? What's our marketing piece going to look like?
Yeah.
So it's really, really exciting time.
Nice. Yeah. Nice to have that resource right there backing you up. Excellent. Absolutely. I'm noticing the girl in the background right over your left shoulder. She's on a treadmill. It looks like she's working on a treadmill.
She actually is a very, very good athlete. She does the Leadville 100 run race. So she gets in about 8 or 9 miles a day.
Is that like a stand-up treadmill desk type thing?
Okay. We all have stand-up desks with a button. So we spend at least half the day, I would say most of us, stand up as opposed to sit down.
Uh-huh.
You know, lots of findings lately about how bad sitting is for you.
I hear that.
So, but she's taken it to a whole new level. And she walks on that treadmill all day long
and then
gets her workout in after work.
Good for her.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Yeah, I know. That was cool. I've been like watching. I was like, wow, she's still going.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Ted, thank you so much for taking time out of your day. I appreciate this. And we'll put the link to CEO Challenges in the show notes and stuff so people can get right to it and find out more information about it. And I just so appreciative of you taking time out. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I really enjoyed chatting with you.
You're welcome. Let's get you back on again soon.
Sounds good.
All righty.